Guest is a very famous man from Fairbanks, Alaska, Steve Agbaba. He'll be with us in just a few minutes right after Johnny Holiday Sports, so stick around. Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. I'm your host, Jim Madrona. This is your radio show on mining in Alaska, past, present, and future. More specifically, folks, gold mining in Alaska's misty past, controversial present, and mysterious future. I'll be with you here on KFAR 660 on your radio dial each Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m., where we can discuss the entire spectrum of mining in Alaska, from the fascinating and colorful history of the major mining gold rushes to the most recent gold prospecting and mining techniques. Also, we will have special guests to discuss different mining-related topics. Most of all, my friends, give us a call if you have a question or care to make a comment on mining in Alaska, or maybe you just want to chat for a few minutes. The number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Let's talk gold mining through the years along Alaska Gold Trails. In just a few minutes, folks, I'm going to introduce today's guest, Steve Agbaba, but first we're going to do what we do every Thursday afternoon at 1:11, and we're going to have a little contest. Today's prize is going to be a 1 ounce silver ingot that's been donated by one of our sponsors, Oxford Assaying and Refining, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Oxford Assaying and Refining in just a few minutes, but the question for today, it's surprising, it always surprises me to see the entire phone panel light up before I ever ask the question, like everybody knows what the question is going to be. And I got Steve Agbab over here laughing, the phone lines are all lit up. So, well, look, what we're going to do, I'm going to take line number 3, and the person who gives me the answer concerning one of our sponsors today, online or caller number 3 will win a 1 ounce silver ingot from Oxford Assaying and Refining. And of course you know that Oxford Assaying and Refining is located at 802 Wendell Street, and
if it's on 802 Wendell Street, I'll give you
208 208 Wendell Street. Steve, these phone lines have got me all confused. But I'm going to turn this mic on so you can hear Steve Agbaba sitting over there giving me a bad time.
I would have told Dee Church what you said about her address at 802.
Now, let me tell you, Dee, I have to apologize to you, kid, because this guy's over here. He's making funny motions at me. And, of course, we're getting all rattled. Phone lines are all lit up. And I'm going to go to the line. Here's the question. I want to know who's located at 452-3063. I want to know who they are, where they are, and what they do. And I want lots of action here. Hello, you're on the air. You're caller number 1. Hello. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Who's located over there at 452-3063?
B&L
Pawn Shop. You're caller number 1, and you have just won a crystal line geode from Alaskan Prospectors located at 504 College Road. And we're looking for caller number 3. Our second caller coming up. Yeah. Hello? Hi, you're caller number 2.
Hi.
B&L Pawn Shop.
B&L Pawn Shop. Ma'am, you've just won a crystalline geode from Alaskan Prospectors. I should get your first name on this.
Elsie.
Elsie?
Right.
Look, you just drop over at Alaskan Prospectors Friday or Saturday, and they'll have a crystalline, beautiful, beautiful crystalline geode sitting there waiting for you, and your name will be on it, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. Hi, you're caller number three. Looks like you have the possibility of winning the big silver ingot from Oxford Assaying Refining, located at
208.
I had to drag Steve back in on the show. Then.
I know where your sponsor is.
You know who?
I know where Oxford is, and that's at 208. And the person they're looking for at 452-3063 is the B&L Pawn Shop. And they buy and sell everything except the chandelier, according to you.
According to me? Hey, it is according to me. You know, Killer over there told me a couple of times, she says, Jim, don't sell the chandelier. I'm so fond of it.
And I figure she'd sweeten any deal as long as it'd come out of the building. If we tell them, we can tell her that it comes from, the information about her shop comes from Alaska Gold Trails.
That's absolutely correct. And tell me, where's their big ad at?
It's right on the back of the telephone book.
You bet. And what's that picture on that ad? Killer took that picture, so you bet.
Yeah, it's a picture. Killer took the picture.
Yeah, it's a picture of Mount McKinley.
Yeah, I can see it on the back there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful ad. And tells you all about B&L Pond down there. Some of the components there, consignment goods, they take consignment goods and they sell on commission. Loan, buy, sell, trade, and deal. Anything else you want to add to that? What do they have over there?
Oh, wow. We got guns, stereos, TVs, VCRs, jewelry, watches, almost anything that you can take into a place. They're even getting into vehicles now, so.
Jim, am I on? Is my mic on?
Sure.
You know that most everything they have there is computerized. They put your button, they get it right now, they can find it. You wouldn't ask where they got a computer.
Exactly.
Isn't that great? Talk about modern technology.
They're up to date. So, why don't you give me your name, and we'll fill out this slip here. You can drop up here to Washington Plaza at the KFAR office.
Well, I know somebody whose birthday it is, and I'd like to have the notice made out to them if I could.
Sure.
Okay, his name's David.
Okay.
Henry.
David Henry.
Right.
And this is
And it's his birthday today.
Okay, David Henry has your friend. Is a friend?
Relative.
His relative has just won him a 1 ounce silver ingot from Oxford Assaying and Refining.
What a great lucky guy. I got two,
huh?
Got two names and on his birthday.
That's right. And so one of you will have to come up and pick up this certificate here at KFAR studio located at Washington Plaza and then take it over to Oxford and present it, and they will hand you a beautiful silver ingot. And, of course, it has the stars on the back and it has Oxford Assaying on the front, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy it.
Why, thank you, and he will, too.
Thank you so much for
Bye.
The call. Well, as I said earlier, and...
Now you're through with that part. Now you're not nervous anymore.
Nervous? I was never nervous. I was afraid. I was scared to death.
Yeah.
Steve Agbaba sitting here on Jim Madonna's Alaska Gold Trails here at KFAR. Nice to have you back and on the show, Steve.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here. Happy to be with you. And I told Delphine, who's on my left here, that when your show is over with tonight, I want to put you in my car and drive you down to D. Church's Oxford Assaying down in Wendell and show you the address on the door.
You know, there's some other things that, you know, you sit here and the numbers get mixed up, and you've got two or three telephone numbers that you've committed
sure.
to memory. And I was one time telling folks out there that the phone number here is 479 talk, but I somehow got 474 mixed up in there,
uh-huh.
and things got all complicated. And a guy phoned me up and he says, "Hey Jim, you're giving him the wrong phone number." And I says, "Well, it's 479 talk, isn't that what I said?" "No, you can get those numbers mixed
sure.
up a little bit." And here I'm trying to escape from that error that I made with.
No big deal. Can I share something with you, Jim?
Sure.
Even before I'm introduced.
You're introduced.
You know, you talk about the B&L Pawn Shop.
Uh huh.
The last name, the Bill and Lavonna Tufford,
uh-huh.
Bill Tufford. Do you know that Bill Tufford's father, I spent 8 hours a day with him from 1936 on. He was Mr. Baseball in Fairbanks for many, many years, a president of the Midnight Sun Baseball League. great third baseman, captain of the Sticky Griffins Cushman Street Merchants, and I was his bat boy.
Is that right?
So the Tufford name with Agbaba, we go back 52 years. In fact, Bill Tufford, his father, who passed away, Delphine and I attended his funeral services,
oh, is that right?
And he passed away in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Very close friend of our family, and was the person who introduced me to the world of sports and baseball in particular. So soft spot in my heart for B&L Punjab.
Now, I've been, Bill and LeVon and Lee and I have been friends for many, many years.
Uh-huh.
And we were over in Hawaii together and one time. And he actually, I was participating in a sporting event over there called
uh-huh.
a triathlon.
Surely.
And Bill and LeVon flew over to see me participate in that particular triathlon. That had a lot of meaning to me.
Well, his dad was my my boyhood. He was my hero when I was a child in Fairbanks. Yeah.
And they built a pretty solid business
Why
here
not?
In town, and they are contributing a great deal to the community of Fairbanks.
Hmm. We spent 15 minutes talking about Oxford address and Bill Tufford. What are you going to do with Agbaba?
Well, I don't know. Steve, where were you born? Are you originally hatched here in Alaska, or were you
born in Fairbanks?
Born in Fairbanks,
born in Fairbanks.
Alaska. And what is this, a one-liner? In what year?
I was born the same day as Dwight Eisenhower in the same year that Babe Ruth hit 60 home runs. Well, for your benefit, the same year that Lindbergh flew the Atlantic solo.
Right. And you know what we're doing here is we're setting everybody up for next week's contest.
Yeah, trivia. Yeah.
What year was that?
1927.
1927.
Which you'll remember was a great vintage year.
A great vintage year. In 1927, you were raised then here in Fairbanks and went to school?
I went to school 14 years. 1 year in kindergarten in the building at 9th and Cushman. And I flunked the first grade. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine flunking a guy in the first grade? Not because I was so dumb, but because Johnny Preston and I wouldn't listen to the teacher. We just wouldn't listen. And so she kept us over for one more year. We put 14 years in that building. Born and raised here.
You got to know it pretty well, eh?
I think so, 14 years.
And did you, now which school was that? Was that the main school?
Fairbanks High School. It was everything. All the schools
right.
were there. Kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
one,
right.
K through 12.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall when that building was first constructed?
I remember when the old building burned down in the early 30s. We stood mm-hmm. in our window, in the kitchen window at home at 800 block on 5th Avenue, 5th and Wickersham, where my mom still lives. We lost my father
mm-hmm.
September the 2nd, 1978, but I can remember looking out the window when the old schoolhouse burned down, laughing and clapping and jumping with joy as we watched our schoolhouse burn down. What red-blooded American kid wouldn't laugh when his schoolhouse was burning down?
Oh,
yeah.
I want to tell the folks out there that we are at 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. I'm here on Alaska Gold Trails with Steve Agbaba. If you got a question for Steve or would like to make a comment on Alaska Gold Trails, give us a call. 479-8255 is the number. Steve, when you went to, when the schoolhouse burned down,
yes.
How long was it before they constructed the
I don't remember. It didn't take all that long. All the kids were put in the Moose Hall, which was at 2nd and Wickersham, and we were in different parts of the town. There weren't all that many kids in town. I think we only had about 1,800 people, maybe 2,000 people at the most in town at the time.
Mm-hmm. And so they just put you around at different buildings until they got the new schoolhouse built.
Yeah.
I went to that school back in 1948,
1949.
Yeah. Actually, I was there for 3 years. Got somebody wants to ask you a question here.
Somebody wants to ask me a question, maybe about mining.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Steve.
That's Freddie Pride in Tok, Alaska.
Yeah, how you doing in there?
Five. You're surprised to hear me on Jim's show, I bet.
Well, yeah, I heard a while ago you'd going to be on.
Yeah, how are you, Freddie?
Oh, pretty good.
Jim, you know Freddie.
It's getting warm.
Yeah, good.
It's about 30 below here. We got pretty good gusty wind or weather here.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. It's cloudy.
Nice to hear your voice. Delphine's on my left.
Yeah, well, hello, Delphine.
She says hello to you. Have you heard the Madonna show before? You know Jim.
No.
You've heard the show before?
I might have. I don't remember.
I bet you know where Oxford Assaying is located.
Yeah, Wendell Street, eh?
Yeah.
We don't know the number. We just know the street.
I lived in that old house over on 321 Wendell Street a couple different times. I had a room there.
Nice of you to call, Freddy.
Yeah, I wanted to comment. You said you were born in 27?
Yes.
Well, you know, that's about the year I started herding sheep.
I'm not going to touch that line. I never looked at a sheep until I was 7.
They teach you a lot, you know.
Yeah. Come on, Jim. You don't fall off the chair, Jim. Now I know I'm never going to be invited to the show. Can a guy pass that line up, Jim?
No, Steve. Right on, Steve.
I got to get a line like that from a guy in Tok, Alaska.
Yeah. Freddie, you're still there. Did you leave us?
Yeah, Freddie said goodbye.
Bye, Freddie. You got another one here, Steve. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to ask Steve. My husband's known him for years and years.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure if I remember him or not. And I was wondering if he was that tall, good-looking guy with the gray hair and the mustache.
That's the guy. You got the right guy. you're doing well. I like your spirit. You're doing great.
Now, you said that you've been born and raised here.
Yes.
What's your feelings on all these so-called changes of progress of this town? You said there was about 2,000 originally?
Well, there were at that time, yeah, but what did I know? You know, I was a young kid. I was happy. We played Andy Iover, King of the Dump, and went down and mushed dogs. We didn't have all that much. We didn't care, and... As I get a little older, I think I'm going through about about 13 different changes in my lifestyle, in my own personal beliefs. I'm Joe Vogler, something inside of him just crawls up and dies when I say that I welcome the newcomers, and I'm commercial. I've been a radio and TV for 36 years, and I'm smart enough to know that to keep these lights on, our businessmen have to have bodies walk through the archway of their door, and I don't believe in putting a gate up in the boundaries of the state of Alaska. I think that we should welcome people. I think that we should stick their hand out. And I have an obligation to welcome people because when my father walked into this mining camp, you still there? When my father walked into this mining camp, he couldn't speak a word of English and never went to school, never had a dollar in his pocket, but they gave him a job with a pick and shovel, and nobody asked him how long he'd been here. So I don't think that his son should look at somebody and say, how long have you been here? I don't care how long they've been here. I welcome them. I'm glad to see him. I hope that I like the progress.
Okay, thank you.
But yeah, she didn't like that.
Thank you for the call.
See, listen, Jim, you get further ahead, you know. You're further ahead. You get invited to more cocktail parties if you get on the radio and say, I'll tell you, these newcomers coming up here, and they're spoiling everything. And boy, I remember the old days. I remember the old days, and most of the things I remember about them were horrible. You know what I remember about them?
Yeah, it was cold.
We didn't have any Banlon, Daquan, nylon, thermal underwear, bunny boots. We didn't have any steam-heated buildings. Nobody had any automobiles. Nobody had any cars. My dad had to work with a sewer gang in Fairbanks for $3 a day. And about once every month, some fresh fruit would come into the one grocery store we used to shop at. Now they're beautiful perishables or better shopping. And too many people judge a community, Jim, by the price of Olympia beer. I judge a community by the transportation, by the communication, by the school system, by the number of books in the library, mm-hmm. by the quality of life that our senior citizens have in our beautiful pioneers' home. Mm-hmm. They don't have to. Too many people have died in villages because they didn't have communications or transportation. The native villages where there's 80% unemployment in the wintertime when someone is scarred or mangled or beaten up and they die because they don't have transportation. Now we have that. I think it's a wonderful life. I think it's a better lifestyle. And I'm just laughing and scratching every day and just glad to be here.
Good on you, Steve. Let's listen to this one. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Steve, tell us the rest of the story about the falling out between you and Wally.
I've never had a falling out with Bill Wally.
What happened?
Well, I think what happened is that this radio station, which hired me and have every right to conduct their programming, wanted to have a change of programming. They came to me on the 24th of September, 1987, and said they're going to have a change in their programming and that they were going to take the Ag Baba show off at night. And I'm a big guy. That's their privilege. But that doesn't mean that I have to have a dislike for Bill Wally or anyone else. I don't dislike Bill Wally one little bit. Delphine and I consider him a personal friend. The fact that I'm now in an opposing radio station doesn't mean that I'm going to fraternize with him 8 hours a day, but we think highly of Bill Wally. I don't have anything against Bill Wally. Was good to me. He gave me a job when I needed a job. I'm not that kind of a guy that's going to knock somebody to boost myself. Bill's worked hard. He's got a nice radio station. He provides employment for people. I've got a lot of respect for him. I'm not going to invite him to my house for dinner because I'm working against him now, but that doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
Thanks for the call.
Good attitude. Let's teach the young kids that.
Yeah, great. Good question. Thank you.
Where were we?
Where were we, Steve? Were we talking about school?
I think we were talking about Ninth and Cushman, about me going to school.
Well, I'll tell you what, I want to get back to you going to school right after this announcement.
I got so much to tell you about that.
Well, I was going to have
Fingers
an announcement.
Fingers Madonna.
Well, look, what happens is I got Steve. Folks, I've got Steve Agbaba here on the show, and if you, I want to tell you something. This is a hot show. This is a very lively show, and if I'm not quite ready with everything, it's because I've become so enchanted with the show that I failed to perform those other type of duties that I'm supposed to be performing here as I talk to Steve. So bear with me just a little bit, and we'll have something for you. Let's take a listen to this.
What's the shortest distance between two points? Kathy Steele at Travel Center. In Fairbanks, Kathy handles everything from getting the country's best firefighters to where the action is, to getting you where the action isn't. So talk to Kathy. Talk to Travel Center.
The best deal between Fairbanks and Portland, Oregon starts at 403. Fares are round-trip travel by March 5th with a 30-day advance non-refundable purchase. Other restrictions apply. For details, talk to Travel Center.
By now, you've probably heard of University Resume Service Alaska. Hi, I'm Phil Deischer, owner of University Resume. University Resume Service has been producing custom resumes in Fairbanks for 8 years. We are a professional writing business, and we have helped literally hundreds of people from every trade and profession sell themselves on paper. Professional writing is more than just typing. Indeed, professional writing is a unique skill, the way every profession is unique. Professional writing applied to your resume can give you the edge in landing the interview, which could lead to the job you want. A resume, which has numerous uses, usually takes about 2 hours to write. No more struggling over how to sell yourself on paper. In 2 hours or less, University Resume can have you armed with a custom resume and seeking the job you need for the career you want. For any kind of career writing, from resumes to loan applications, federal form SF-171 federal and state applications, call University Resume Service Alaska at 479-5747. For all types of professional writing, we're in the yellow pages under resumes.
I want to get back with the phone calls. We've got some lines lit up here. But before we get into that, Steve, are you familiar with my friend, friends over at Hector's Welding?
Oh, Thorold, I saw,
yeah.
Yes, I know Hector. I've been all through his business. Saw him, coincidentally, visited with him, chatted with him at Sunset Inn 2 days ago at noontime.
Is that right?
I respect that man, what they've done.
Well, I had Jeanette on the show last year, and I have talked to Hector about coming on the show here in the next couple of months. So Hector will be on the show, as far as I know, at this time. But, you know, he's been around for many years here in the Fairbanks area, and of course, he originated Hector's Welding out there at 13.5-mile Richardson Highway.
Family operation.
You bet. And he has developed the multi-channel sluice box, which is one of the more advanced sluicing systems in the placer mining industry here, which contributes a great deal of income to the Fairbanks area. And that sluice box, by the way, you know, I'd like to talk about it just for a minute, that sluice box is found not only application here in interior Alaska in general, but it's also, there are Hector sluice boxes which have been transported over into Canada and other parts of the world.
So, I imagine.
So Hector has, you know, done the manufacturing and the development and research to produce fine placer mining equipment. Not only does he develop the sluice boxes, but he also developed the sizing equipment, the screening plants. Mm-hmm. That precede the sluicing system for more efficient placer gold extraction. In addition to that, he's taken a look at some of this new technology concerning flocculants, which permit water quality control in the placer mining industry. And I'd like to point out that they have a test kit over there at Hector's that is free. All you have to do is drop out there and pick up the test kit and use that kit to determine what kind of controls that you need on your effluent material coming out of the sluice box.
And when you're there, they can also teach you how to correctly pronounce the name of the machine, of what it is. They'll teach you how to pronounce it.
What, flocculant?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. There was some question about what is a flocculant and what does it do, and they'll describe that to you.
You know, when you talk about Hector's, my mind was thinking, what's the difference between Hector and his family and those who walked over the Chilkoot Pass? What's the difference? Somebody modern day who takes every soul, every nickel they have, put their life and soul and have faith in the country, and they take a gamble. They say, we're going to invest our life savings and every minute of every living breath we take into this business. What's the difference? between them and the people who walked over the Chilkoot Pass. They're 1989 pioneers. I mean, isn't that the greatest way to pioneer, to put your money where your mouth is and to give your life and soul to your business? How much more can you pioneer?
You can't. It's interesting to note that you and I were talking about this very thing just before we came on the radio, and the fact that some people come up here just to take, and some people come up here to live and contribute to the community. And it's very important. And Hector and his family are those kind of people that came here to, and they came here to live and develop, and they had goals, and they are actually big contributors to Fairbanks community interior. You know, I got caught, one of my guests says, that's North Pole, Jim. You give North Pole the credit. Yeah. But we have people, many, many people come up here not only to work and make a living, but they want to live and contribute to the overall community of interior Alaska.
Surely.
And we appreciate that kind of thing. Anyway, one last little comment for Hector's. It's, their phone number out there is 488-6432. And that's an accurate phone number as far as I know, Steve. 13 Mile Richardson, Iowa is also very accurate. Once again, their phone number, if you want to know more about what Hector's has to offer, the placer mining industry and other types of heavy equipment repairs and modifications, give them a call out there. That's 488-6432. And by the way, tell them that Jim and Steve sent you out. Okay.
And don't forget the telephone number, because there are only three people in Alaska that know how to spell his last name.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Jim, don't feel bad about messing up a little bit. You haven't got Delphine backing you to back you up all the time and cover it. Get things in order, so when he says you're sitting on the desk there, she's covered all the problems.
That's right.
Steve.
You're absolutely right. You're right.
Steve, this is Art.
Art, oh, welcome.
You scared my wife to death there. That's why she quit talking.
Is your wife on? Oh, and she asked me the question about how I feel about the new people?
That's right.
Yeah, I kind
of... She's not anti-new people. I think she's anti some of the changes we've seen.
I should have my wrist slapped then, because I was a little harsh there. I thought she was setting me up.
No, she's not anti-new people. She's in favor of Alaska's growth and progress, definitely. But you just scared her out a little bit. She
talked
to her on the phone.
I apologize to her, but you do know that there are some, and you find them in the media, radio, TV, newspaper. You find them TV, who they think they're boosting themselves by their longevity. They think that, everything was so great and wonderful back in the 40s and the 50s, and boy, I came here in the 50s and things were great and the people were nice. Well, I don't think that Alaskans have a franchise on friendliness. I think they're friendly people all over the world. I think that there's some awfully nice people in Seattle, some awfully nice people in Anchorage. You know, all of the good people didn't decide to move to Fairbanks. They're good people all over. And I think that I admire the young people who come up here. I think one of the best sights you see in the summer months here in the interior, and Jim, you know this because you're a college professor, is to see a couple of young kids, and they're marching through the hills, and they're camping out, and they have a love of the country, and they love the outdoors, and they're 22, 23 years old, and they want to make their stake here in Alaska, just like my dad did when he came in 1912. And what's the difference? I mean, what's the difference? The new people can love the country, too. And every one of us had to be here 24 hours before we were here one day.
That's right.
You know, you don't have a franchise on better treatment. You don't get better seats in the theater because you've been here a long time.
That's right.
See, and you don't pay lesser income tax because you've been here a long time. You know, they're good people. There's some good people. I know some people have been here for 50 years. I don't think they're such nice people.
Well, that's... But
you don't often hear that, do you, Art?
No, the thing is that I'm kind of, I think part of this reaction that some of us have some reaction is the high rolling, high volume velocity that we got into during the pipeline.
True.
And I think some of us have some backlash on it because of our own...
Yeah, true.
Reactions.
But Art, the way the world has shrunk and what we learn by technological gains and communication, boy, oh boy, we're not the only city that's going through times like this with upheaval and unrest and suspicion and divisiveness and city councils who need more money and governors who need more money and a shortfall of revenues here and this is slashed and that's slashed. It's not only in Fairbanks, it's all over America.
Yeah, now they want to start a world oil cartel.
Yeah.
Just what we need. But anyway, you know, I think back, I can remember Steve Agbaba driving cab. Oh. What haven't you done in Fairbanks?
I'm one of the few people, I'm in the 2% of people who enjoyed driving cab. I love to drive cab. I met a lot of friends and made money. I enjoyed it. My dad drove cab. I drove cab in Anchorage. I drove cab in Juneau. I think I drove cab, Jim, because I wanted to meet people.
That's one way to meet a lot of people. And,
yeah. Delphine.
Used to be in the old days, you spent hours in those cabs running people around in this weather.
Yeah.
Nobody drove a car. The cabs were the transportation.
That's right.
When I first got here.
Might say Art Delphine seated on my left then. That was long before I knew her. Wow, you ought to seen my black book.
I know what your black book was like. I used to come out of the same big building down there on 3rd Avenue that you used to once in a while.
If I ever had a son and he told me he was driving a cab, I'd say, go get him, kid. Just have fun.
Okay, well, glad to have you on there, Steve.
Thank you, Art.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for the call, Art. Say, I've got a brand new sponsor here on Alaska Gold Trails, and all the listening audience might like to know who that is, and that's Tip Top Chevrolet.
Oh, boy.
And these folks are going to be on the show for a while, so you better know who they are, where they are, and what they do, because it might just mean a silver ingot for you. And just a few words about Tip Top Chevrolet to give you a little bit of background. They claim that they're the one-stop center for new Chevrolets, used cars, parts, and authorized service. So if you have a question regarding Chevrolets, give them a call. Their number is 452-8211. I have to be very clear about the numbers that I say on this show. 452-8211. And where are they located? They're located at 1916 Cushman. That's 1916 Cushman Street, Tip Top Chevrolet. And you tell Robbie over there that you heard about his ad right here on Alaska Gold Trails from Jim Madonna. Would you do that for me? Remember, they are the Chevrolet Authorized Sales and Service Center. Tip Top Chevrolet, 1916 Cushman Street. And, by the way, you better write that information down for next week's contest. It just might surface. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Dave here.
Dave? Hi, Dave.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Hey, let me go back a few years into this mining district.
Okay.
Things we take for granted today.
Uh-huh.
Constipation, toothache, appendicitis. How did these, you know, things that we are just no problem to us at all, they must have played hell out there by themselves, huh?
Jim, Madonna, would you help me with this call, please? Dave is setting me up. Jim, you'll have to give me that again, slow and in English.
Yeah?
Would you give me that again, slow?
Yeah.
You called the right show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm wondering, when things physically went wrong out there, you know, like a toothache.
Out there, you mean the mining camp?
Sorry. Yeah, over the trail of 98.
Yeah. In the Chilkoot Pass, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, in the early days of Fairbanks in the area, even an axe wound or something must have been a life and death situation, huh?
Uh-huh, I'm sure. Yeah, I never thought about those things.
Toothache. I wonder if they had, you know, if they had cures for them there, or at least would take the pain away. Appendicitis, I guess, could have meant death at the time.
Well, sure. I see what we're talking about. You're going back to the remark I made about the advancement in medicine and how our senior citizens have a better life and they have less suffering. And I see. Constipation, you threw me for a loop at the start, Steve.
Oh, no, well, I
thought you were talking about my show. Go ahead.
No,
I got you.
You know, things we smile about now, uh-huh. but out there in the field by themselves, long, long way from anybody.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was some deaths in...
We have 539,000 people in Alaska. You're the only one who would call a radio show and talk about constipation, Dave.
I've been known... My wife says I'm an individual. She
Very
changes
good.
The locks on a door once a week.
I can't tell you too much what they did out in the mining camps in the interior of Alaska. I sold newspapers since I was 7 years old, but sold the Newsminer. But I'm a steam-heated pioneer. I never pioneered. The only thing I ever pioneered was a trip from our house on Fifth Avenue to the club pool hall to shoot snooker. I never pioneered anything. That's why I've lived here 61 years and have the greatest respect for the people who did pioneer the country and came up here and walked the Valdez Trail and came here before airplanes and before radio stations.
Sure.
You know, that's why I have as much respect for them as somebody just got off the plane.
Yeah, another quick thing, you know, if we walk through the graveyards
yes?
in the Pioneers, we can see where many, many women died in childbirth. Things that we just take for granted
yes.
nowadays with all our medical
yeah.
knowledge. And
well, it's not to be laughed at. It's a sensible point, and I'm glad you brought it up, and it'll make people think.
Yeah. Okay, buddy.
How are you, Dave?
Good. It's good to hear you.
Having a good day?
Always a good day.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Steve, we were at the schoolhouse.
Yeah.
We're still at the schoolhouse. Am I ever going to get you graduated? Or
I did. It was a funny story. May 22nd, 1946, I stood in line with a cap and gown. And they handed me a blank diploma. I think I had about a half a credit to make up.
Yeah?
And that's the truth. Yeah, they gave me that. I played basketball. I played for the Malamutes. And this is a true story. And that was 2 days before then-President Harry Truman called a special session of Congress and passed a law that went into effect immediately that no more 19-year-olds or fathers would be drafted. So I fell into that category. And I got the blank diploma. Never did go back to make up the half credit. Never did go back. I had a half credit to make up to be a graduate. But my class is 1946.
In
fact, what?
You graduated just before I came.
Sure.
We were almost schoolmates. Had you made up that extra half, you
yeah.
would have gone to school together.
See, but I have in my pocket, I have the list of my graduating class. I have the kids who graduated.
Is
my
that
class.
Right?
Yeah, I carry it. I've been carrying this for many, many years.
How many
can I read
you got?
Some?
Sure, you bet.
Can I read some of the names? Well, we go in alphabetical order. Ag Baba first.
All right.
Then Garth Anderson. You probably know Garth. He works at the Newsminer.
Uh-huh.
Erling Arend, the son of the lawyer Harry Arend, the judge Harry Arend. You remember him. Nita Carter, Doris Driscoll, who today is married to Alex Miller, mother of about six or seven children. LaDessel Eden, Charles Gray, general manager of the Newsminer. You know Chuck Gray, don't you, Jim?
Yes, yes, I do.
Andrew Groudon, he's living in Big Delta, the brother of Jimmy Groudon, the one they named the ballpark after. Clara Johnson, David Johnson, Quentin Johnson. Don Loftus, living in Coos Bay, Oregon. He's a piano teacher. Mary Lou Mackey, Nellie Miller, Alex Miller's sister. Johnny Preston, my best friend. Johnny Preston, George Preston's son. Dorothy Moeller, Lyman Sands. I think he's a mounted policeman over in Atlin. Constance Sherman, Shirley Ann Tonseth, Earl Tyler, and Ouida Ward. When's the last time you knew anybody named Ouida?
A long time.
Some funny names are unusual names, like Garth. That's an unusual name. LaDessel is unusual. Quentin, not all that unusual, but not all that common either. Lyman, you don't know too many people named Lyman. And Ouida.
How many
why
of those?
Why did I bring this out? Who cares who's in my graduating class?
Everybody in Fairbanks. Yeah. They want to know who's there, but they also want to know how many people are still in Alaska, or more specifically in Fairbanks, out of that graduating
class. Well, quite a few.
Looks like about 50% are still here in Fairbanks.
Quite a few of them, yes.
Yeah.
They have an Alaskan connection.
You bet. I got to say a few words about my friend over at 208 Wendell Street. Who's over there, Steve?
Dorothy and Ray.
No, who's at
208? Oxford Essay.
Right. Dee and Ray?
Let me tell you something. Delphine and I have made many purchases there.
You have?
Yeah, oh, yeah, the ingots that you're talking about.
Is that right?
But I shouldn't
invest
say,
in
wait, the
silver?
Maybe the income tax is listening. We haven't made many purchases. We've made just a few slight purchases.
Yeah, small purchases.
Small purchases.
Are these investment purchases or
no,
are they gift-type purchases?
They're all gift-type. I mm-hmm. like the little pouches that come in, the velveteen mm-hmm. pouches, and we put Scotch tape on them between two pieces of stiff paper and mail them out to our friends, and they just cherish them. They just, they're wonderful gifts.
They make beautiful gifts.
We bought quite a few of them. Delphine thought they were a little expensive for us to be sending. They don't cost all that much, just about $1.75 over spot.
Mm-hmm.
Old
right.
mining expression, Jim, $1.75 over spot. You
that's
heard
right,
that?
Right. $1.75 over spot. What spot? Tell us, Steve, what spot?
The price of gold on the
that's
market
that's
today.
That's on the market.
That's
today's
spot.
Price.
Sure.
That spot.
Every Alaskan kid knows that.
Sure. Well, if they didn't, they do know. And I want to tell you something about spot. There's Oxford Assaying and Refining has a quote line over there.
Yes.
And if you want to know what spot is for gold, silver, and platinum, you call it up, and it's 452-7858. 452-7858. A recording will come on, and it'll give you the spot of gold, silver, and platinum for today.
Unforgettable number, 452-7858.
Unforgettable. And if you want general information, you can give Oxford Assaying and Refining a call at 452 456-3967. Let me correct that. Correction. Before Steve gets me. 456-3967. Boy, I've done a number on Oxford. They've got today, literally. And what else? I think we should also say that Oxford Assaying and Refining, of course, is the people, are the people who are known as the precious metals people in Fairbanks, Alaska. And secondly, that they do more than just sell coins and other types of things. They also buy gold from the miners. Steve, tell us a little bit more about what you did after you graduated from high school.
I graduated from high school. What did I do? The first job I ever had was racking pool balls in Jess Lander's club pool hall right across from the co-op. You probably remember that when you were a kid, right? You walk out of the front door of the co-op on 2nd Avenue, went right into the club recreation. First job I had was driving cab, I guess.
Yeah?
But you know another bit of coincidence I was thinking about. 1939, month of October, 1939. I worked for KFAR.
Did that
shock you a little bit? Now, let's think. Yeah. Let's stop.
That goes back
50 years.
Where were they located at that?
Lathrop Building, fourth floor.
Fourth floor, right.
And at that time, the late Bud, I was a bat boy for the baseball team, and Rod Wolf, who can remember this, the pastime barber, he'll tell you this, that now we're talking about 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. 50 years ago, the month of October. And I was the bat boy for the local baseball team and the ACS, Alaska Communication System. You remember that, the forerunner to Alaskom. Mm-hmm. They'd get the wire services from the baseball games, and Bud Foster, the late Bud Foster, would recreate the ball games. So I'd run about every three innings. I'd run from ACS at the corner of 2nd and Cushman up to the fourth floor of the Lathrop Building, give him those reports, then run back, see, because I was his bat boy in the baseball team. And I got out of school at the time. Dr. Balgan, the dentist, would give me an excuse. I love baseball. This is 50 years ago. So technically, I worked for KFAR running messages for Bud Foster from the ACS to the Lathrop Building in 1939, month of October. And I remember the day that this station went on the air, October the 1st, 1939. Isn't that something?
And
only interesting to Delphine and myself.
That was your initiation into radio.
Well, no, you couldn't call running ACS wire copies up there. I was not in radio at the time. I was a friend of the announcer, and I was running errands for him, and I think he gave me a buck or two or bought me a soda pop or something. I couldn't say I was in radio.
Well, let's tell the...
I was out there driving my car.
Jonas Edwards.
I had it on 660. I said, wait a minute.
Jonas thought he had the wrong station.
He's bleeding in on us here. What's going on?
My introduction to radio was in Juneau.
As an announcer?
Broadcasting basketball, high school basketball, for 5 years, the Juneau Douglas Crimson Bears, Juneau Crimson Bears at that time.
You were first then a sports announcer.
Been in sports and radio 95% of my time. I'm 36 years in radio, 32 years in sports, and the last 4 years in talk. Now, you see, I've become controversial. Now I'm controversial.
Are you controversial?
I couldn't leave it go after 32 years and fade into the sunset. I had to get on a talk show and bear my life and have, you know, I get poison pen letters and goofy calls.
Do you? Do you get poison pen letters?
Sure.
Does that
surprise you?
Yeah, that surprises me. I get some letters once in a while, but they're all very positive and upbeat, and it's poison pen letters. I say what I think.
What kind of
things happen in a poison pen letter?
Delphine and I don't even talk about them.
Don't talk about them.
Yeah, I might encourage them. See, but I make crazy statements like, I make statements like this. I can prove to you, Jim Madonna, that I can go out in the streets of Fairbanks and find 150 people, count them, 150 people who could do a 10 times better job than the people we send down to Juneau. But those 150 people are sick and tired, and they don't want to get into the rat race, and they don't want to involve in politics, but they could do a great job. I'll bet you know that many people if you think about it.
Maybe we ought to look around.
I'm starting to look around. It's only been the last 3 or 4 years that I've been involved in politics on a heavy basis, and I am now, and I'm doing everything I can to encourage people who I think are good people to run. And because, we got some problems. I mean, we got some problems. I mean, on the people, on this political system, I mean, how much money do you have to be a representative from Fairbanks, Alaska? How much money do you have to spend? Since when do governors, is there something sickening about a governor spending $1,400,000 to get that job?
I wonder how little a person could spend and still get elected if he was the right person.
I think if you're the right person in Fairbanks, Alaska, I think you can do it on a shoestring.
Mm-hmm.
I think the time has come where shoestrings are going to get in there.
Yeah.
I really do believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe. I think if Joe Vogler were 35 years old, they'd ship him up and put him in a basket and send him down to Juneau. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. I like his honesty. I like the way he comes out and mm-hmm. says what he thinks. I don't agree with everything he says, but he's got some guts. He's not wishy-washy like the people we send down to Juneau. Now, when you talk like that, Jim, you get in trouble.
Sure. Sure you do. You know, speaking of getting in trouble, I've had a real problem here today. You know this business. Have you ever had a system that was electronic and it was supposed to work and it didn't work on you and you're fighting this problem and trying
to
keep
the secret to it?
I give up.
Art told you the secret. Get somebody like Delphine. just holler for Delphine. Something goes wrong, holler for Delphine.
You know, I've really had a problem with one of these tapes here today, and I keep pressing the button and it keeps not wanting to play. But
well, I just ignore it and talk to Agbaba.
Well, I'm going to have to, but I also have to do this. I have to do this. This is one of my fine sponsors, and I.
Oh, you mean the copy's on the cart?
Yeah.
And the cart. What's the name of the sponsor? Let's
do
it together.
The name of the sponsors is Days In, which is downtown Anchorage, Alaska, and they wanted you to know that if you'd like to make a reservation, you're traveling down that way, that you can give them a call on their 800 number, and it's 325-2525, and tell them your travel plans, and they'll make arrangements to stay at Days In. They got a lot of information they'd like to provide for you. First of all, they got top-rate rooms and a lot of services there for you. And it doesn't matter whether you're going down there for business or pleasure.
Yeah, well, you know. Sure, it's nice. And that makes it handy for you guys because that way Bill can go down there and when he does his politicking and stay at the hotel and doesn't cost him any money.
Well, I don't know how that works, but they've got a restaurant and of course, cocktails. And they're located 14 minutes from the Anchorage International Airport, 5 minutes from Merrill Field, 6 blocks from the train station. And in general, it's just ideally located in the heart of Anchorage. So if you're traveling down to Anchorage and you need a place to stay, give Days In a call. And to make reservations, once again, you can call them at their 800 number. It's 800-325-2525. And tell them you heard about their business here on Alaska Gold Trails. And everybody wins.
If they stay like about 10 times, they get an 8x10 glossy of Jim Madonna.
I don't know, Steve.
Did we? I noticed that the time is almost up. Have we done the job? Did we?
Not hardly. But I'll tell you what, we've got a couple of minutes here. We got a phone call. I want to get to that phone call. Give the person a minute minute to talk to you. Okay, Steve?
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
I wanted to ask Mr. Agbaba a question, and then I wanted to hang up and listen. I was doing some research last summer in a 1946 newspaper in August, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It said there was an 18-year-old young man. It was an up-and-coming sport that was leaving to take a trip back east.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if he remembered that trip.
You got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You have to hurry?
Well, you have to hurry.
Okay, 30 seconds?
Yes, sir.
I'd played baseball in the Midnight Sun League, made the All-Star team, played with a fellow named Eugene Slim Morris, who took a job as manager of a St. Louis Cardinal farm team in Spencer, Iowa, and he called for me and went out and played shortstop, stayed about 3 months, lived on Lake Okoboji. I would have liked to stay about 17 years, but I couldn't hit the curveball. I stayed 3 months, had a rotten batting average. I was like everybody else. Every town's got one. Good glove, no hit. They gave me a plane ticket back home and said, don't worry about trying to make it in baseball. They strongly suggested that I go into driving cab or radio, and that's what I did.
Steve, real good answer, Steve. Thank you. And I want to talk just a few minutes about my friend Gabe and Kathy over at Gabe's Truck and Auto. And I'd like to point out that whether it's an auto, light truck, motorhome, or big rig, for the best service in town, you drop over there to Gabe's Truck and Auto Repair. And by the way, I'd like to also point out that a year or so ago, the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce gave Gabe's Truck and Auto their prestigious Raving About Fairbanks Award for providing the best vehicle service in Fairbanks. Gabe's has 2 large shops and 8 mechanics on hand to serve you, and you know, folks, that with that much attention, you'll get fast, courteous service and have your vehicle back, of course, in a hurry. In addition to engine and general vehicle maintenance, Gabe's can also repair automatic transmission, realign front ends, and repair mount and balance tires. New and rebuilt engines come with a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranty. And I'd like to also point out to you that that IM inspection, no pass, no pay policy was originated right there at Gabe's Truck and Auto. So folks, if you need auto repairs, you stop out there at Gabe's. They're located just off of Van Horn near Metro Field, and their phone number is 456-6156. Once again, their phone number is 456-6156, and it's about that time.
I don't have a final word.
Steve Agbaba, you have a final word, my friend. Thanks for joining me on Alaska Gold Trails.
Thanks for buying lunch, and I want to pledge you right now that I'm going to talk to Ed Parsons and Don Anden, and everything I can do, we're going to try to steal the Jim Madonna show from KFAR.
Folks, you're listening to KFAR Radio, 660 on your radio dial right here in our town of Fairbanks, Alaska. Thanks for listening.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick.